KPFA employees, fellow union members, and supporters rallied outside the Pacifica Foundation office in Berkeley today to protest the network's hiring of Jackson Lewis, a law firm they say is anti-union. While a picket line formed outside the doors of Pacifica's office, KPFA management said the law firm's services for Pacifica are not related to union activity. Alex Kegawoha reports.
Hey, Pacifica, don't you know? Jackson Lewis has got to know.
50 KPFA union workers, labor activists, and supporters protested outside the Pacifica Foundation's office in Berkeley Wednesday in response to the hiring of Jackson Lewis, a law firm that labor activists say is anti-union.
Every labor union in North America will tell you it's one of the premier union-busting law firms. They are hired by employers for one reason and one reason only, union avoidance.
Libby Sayer is an organizer for Communications Workers of America. CWA Local 9415 represents 28 workers at KPFA.
Jackson Lewis will come to the table in our next round of contract negotiations with one thought in mind, which is to eliminate the union from the workplace. Jackson Lewis is here to defend Pacifica when they do out-of-order layoffs and contract violation. Jackson Lewis is here to provide protection, just like a hired thug would provide protection for management.
Protesters describe Jackson Lewis as part of a lucrative union avoidance industry, which consults employers on matters of dealing with organized labor. In a 2006 paper from the British Journal of Industrial Relations, author John Logan says studies show that employers who recruit the services of union avoidance experts are more likely to defeat organizing campaigns than those who don't. KPFA generates revenue from listener donations, and protesters worry those funds will go to retaining services that aren't in the best interest of KPFA workers. Labor activist and journalist Steve Early.
Once they start running the meter on this station, Jackson and Lewis will take them for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in billings, and that will come out of the pay and benefits of the workers. It'll affect staffing levels, and it's going to affect the quality of service to the community that KPFA supposedly serves and hopefully will continue to serve with the help of the union activists who are here today.
Station management says the law firm services for Pacifica are not related to union activity. Andrew Leslie Phillips is KPFA's interim general manager.
Pacifica National employed this company to do some legal work across the network to do with some legal cases which had to do with staff and other issues, but nothing to do with union activities.
Activists promise to return until Pacifica cuts ties with Jackson Lewis. Contract negotiations between Pacifica and CWA will be held sometime next year. Neither Pacifica Executive Director Arlene Engelhart or representatives for Jackson Lewis responded to requests for comment. Alex Kekawoha, Pacifica News, KPFA, Berkeley.